USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Attorney General William Barr has released a four-page summary of the Mueller report to Congress. Personal attorney to President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, tells CNN that the report is great for the president.
We've had a chance to quickly go through it. We think it's a complete exoneration of the president. Certainly, it's quite clear, no collusion of any kind, including the entire Trump campaign, which kind of raises the question, why did this ever start in the first place?
According to Barr, the special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or Russian-linked organizations in either disinformation and social media operations or computer hacking operations designed to gather and disseminate information to influence the 2016 election. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, the special counsel did not find any collusion and did not find any obstruction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
We now know the identities of America's latest fallen warriors.
The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. Military officials say 29-year-old Specialist Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado, died in Kunduz province. Military officials releasing few details except to say the two died in combat.
That's USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington. Do your kids have an iPhone? 9 out of every 10 teenagers under the age of 18 do, as well as access to social media. That according to the Pew Research Center. But this increased connectivity can come with challenges for teens as well as their parents. As part of their research into Americans' digital lives, the center also surveyed over 1,000 parents of teens to better understand their experiences with raising teenagers in the digital age. 65% of the parents worry their teen spends too much time in front of screens. The majority of parents check their teens' web history and use digital grounding as a form of punishment. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
U.S.-backed Syrian fighters continue to clear explosives in the last area taken from ISIS, detonating landmines and suicide belts. John Clemens reports.
Victory celebrations were held in Baghouz, Syria, amid concerns that ISIS will continue to pose a threat to not only the people in the region, but in the wider world. U.S. State Department Deputy Special Envoy to Syria, William Robach, pledged continued U.S. support for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces.
Delivers a crushing strategic blow and underscores the unwavering commitment of our local partners and the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
I'm John Clemens.
No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace!
Rallies got underway for a second straight day in Pittsburgh following the acquittal of former police officer Michael Rosfeld. Protesters sang during a Saturday afternoon solidarity service for Antoine Rose. Rose's father says it's very painful to see what happened, to sit there and deal with it. He spoke to the hundreds who gathered yesterday to protest the jury's acquittal of Rosfeld. The officer had been charged with homicide in last summer's shooting. Bystanders took cell phone video of a man kicking a 78-year-old woman repeatedly on a subway in New York, but they didn't intervene. The suspect then told the onlookers, "World star that," a reference to a popular site that posts videos of people involved in altercations, among other things. 36-year-old Mark Gomez was later arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.